Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and I'm so delighted to be here with you today and every Thursday, live from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the truly innovative Transformation Talk Radio Network and the fabulous stereo WBLQ 1230, Westerly, Rhode Island. When you have a chance, visit me at my website, sandybrewer.com, and while you're there, sign up for my inspirational thought of the week. It's easy, it's free, it's uplifting, it's a good thing. In the over 35 years that I've been a speaker and a counselor in private practice, I've had the great privilege of using my skills and my intuitive insights to help people get to the heart of whatever's happening in their lives. Here at the Sandy Brewer Show, it's all about you, and so I'd love to put those insights to work for you today. No question or subject is off limits, and wow, have we got a fabulous show lined up for you this afternoon. The amazing Kit Rich, who just happens to be a physical fitness trainer to the stars, is in the house. We love Kit. She's the very best. She really is. She's just the best. Kit and I would love to hear from you, so give us a call, 800-930-2819, or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. And because life is about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you today. The first two callers or emailers with an on-air question will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. It's a compelling, inspirational memoir that's filled with empowering personal tools that can help change your life today. Pursuit of Light was an Amazon.com. Listen, I can talk today. I promise you guys I can. Pursuit of Light was an Amazon.com bestseller and has won 3 literary awards, including USA Best Book Award. We're really happy about that. And it's our thank you for giving us a call today, 800-930-2819. As always, we have with me my partner in all things wonderful, who I think is not tongue-twisted this afternoon, the fabulous John Brewer.
Well, let's hope I'm not too tongue-twisted.
Otherwise, Kit will have to save both of our carts, honey.
Yeah, she'd be in deep trouble. Hey, Sandy, I got an email not too long ago from somebody who read your book. She was enthralled with it, by the way. She thought it was fantastic. Oh. And she was at an event that you attended, and here's in part what she said. Sandy exudes such amazing warmth, joy, love, and strength. Being around her is like a warm, soft, embracing hug. Isn't that sweet?
That is really sweet. I think I should reach for a teddy bear or something. That's really sweet.
Well, you are the teddy bear, so.
That's even better, honey. Thank
you. I think
you.
So. I like that. Hey, also in this week's mailbag, we got an email from a listener. And she goes out of her way to catch the show every week. She sent an Einstein quote, which she felt fits so well into the story of your life that you go to into your fantastic book, Pursuit of Light, and your attitude about your life. Here's what Albert Einstein had to say. I'm thankful to all those who said no. Because of them, I did it myself. And I know in your fantastic book, you used an Einstein quote early on, which I think is great. He said, once you can accept the universe as matter expanding into nothing, that is something Wearing stripes with plaid comes easy. Did I pronounce that word right, plaid?
No. I think he was talking about plaid, but it's okay.
Well, depends on where you're from, I suppose.
Anyway, I love that, that both of those Einstein quotes, obviously the one I put in the book, I love, because it's like there's so many undulating, mysterious pieces of life that we just have to learn how to flow with, that when we try to overconstruct ourselves, we think that we have to fit in some prescribed, preset modality. That's when we actually lose our individuality. And so wearing stripes with plaids, when we get clear that there is this movement, this flow, this undulating presence that is about all of life, and that we're a part of that, and we no longer have to overstructure and overcompensate for what we think we're missing. We just get to be ourselves, even if on someday it's stripes with plaids, even if on a Thursday afternoon it's both of us being just a wee bit tongue-tied. It all works. And what I love about that is it fits in so well with our guest today, because we develop ourselves when we have the friction that forces us to develop ourselves. So sometimes we think that if we have friction, something's wrong. That's not at all true. It is just it creates the opportunity to go deeper, to not have to fit into a preset mold, but to find the truth of how it works for each of us as individuals. We have this afternoon the fantabulous Kit Rich. She's an LA-based Pilates personal trainer and writer who has a global presence. She's trained and continues to train some of the top celebrities. In fact, Kit just finished a world tour training Kesha. Among the many shows that Kit has appeared on are Access Hollywood, Extra, and just last week I caught her on E! Where she was offering some great, great training tips, and I think all the audience was with me also making us laugh. That's a perfect thing. Here's the great new thing, John, that's going on for Kit. Out of thousands of trainers across the country, and we're talking literally thousands of trainers across the country, our very own Kit Rich was recently nominated as a top 5 finalist in Women's Health Magazine search for the next fitness star. Wow. We're going to tell you a little bit more about how you can participate in that. But when it comes to Kit, I could go on and on and on. And then, of course, she'd never have a chance to talk. So that's going to be counterproductive. But all of these things are actually not why I invited Kit to be on the show. I asked her to join us because she's so much the real deal. Her bottom line isn't about vanity or ego or trying to put us all in the same, some arbitrary shape, some arbitrary size. That's not what she is. She operates in her own life from the point of view of mind, body, and spirit, and what she teaches others is love, is joy, is empowerment. And that's so very much what makes it my pleasure to introduce definitely the next fitness star, my friend Kit Rich. Hi, Kit.
Hi. Wow. What an intro. Can I just have you walk behind me like all day?
Listen, exactly. I'll be like, you know, throwing out rose petals for you or something.
Oh, my God. I was like, you know what? I sound pretty good.
I love that. And you deserve to feel pretty good, and you are more than pretty good. But, you know, honey, one of the things that I know about you, you know, when we think about that first Einstein quote that someone sent us about the people who kind of say no to us, I know that you are this woman who doesn't go from vanity, who doesn't work from egoism, who helps people find strength and health, but not limited to an arbitrary, everybody's supposed to look exactly like everybody else, instead of working with what's natural to your own body. Yet when you were a child, I know that I remember the story about how you were kind of indoctrinated to the idea that everybody was supposed to look the same way. And I'm reminded of your blessed grandmother when...
Oh, I love this story. I love that you're bringing this up.
It's one of my favorite stories,
keep,
too.
Keep going.
So grandma was, I don't know if she would have allowed grandma, but your grandmother was, without a doubt, a real dominant matriarch. She was a woman of her time, you know?
And yes, so, I loved her very much, yes.
Right. But she was definitely a matriarch and a woman of her time. So I remember the story when you were a little girl around 10 or so, and your grandmother kind of gave you the dictate, the recipe for your life. And what said was... Be thin.
She said, She said, be
rich.
Thin, marry rich, and stay thin.
And then did she make you repeat it and say it out loud?
She said it out loud to me, when I was, I think I was 11 or 12. It was, may she rest in peace. I love that woman. It was definitely a phrase that stuck with me my whole life. You know, now I have such a sense of humor about it. I have such a light heart about it and that phrase, but really at the time, like, you don't realize how at that age you're just so moldable, you know, you're malleable, but you can be molded, and when things are said to you, whether it be at school or by your parents, your grandparents, you take it on, and you don't, and it becomes like your genetic code, you know. And at the time, the way I heard that was, if you're not thin, you don't get the life that you want.
Exactly.
So
it's a little bit like the Coco Chanel comment when I was thinking about this story and what Coco said, if a beautiful woman is poor, she's a moron. You know, it's like if we don't fit into that mold and have some, as women, and have someone else fill the bill that we're pleasing someone else for our own well-being and validity, then we're not okay. We have so much to talk about. We have to take a little break. We're going to be right back. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show.
I invite you to come on into the reading room and pick up a book that you'll love. It's Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book hard to put down, as Sandy shares the gripping story of her journey from childhood trauma to the empowered woman she is today. And like so many others, you'll find it to be one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas you can use to bring greater light and joy into your life. Get your copy by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and we have the amazing Kit Rich on with us today. And wow, what a perfect synchronistic bump in with that music. Don't ever let anybody tell you that you're not perfect. So, and that's basically what we're talking about, that we get this arbitrary picture, whether it's inadvertently imposed on us by somebody else, or and we think that we go for perfection because we think that's what's going to make us worthy, and that's not what it's all about ever. But how did you go from, we were talking before the break about that you got imprinted a little bit, your little brain got tattooed with this idea of be thin, marry rich, stay thin. How did that impact you as a model, and what was, tell me parts of your journey, honey, that you had to go through to find not somebody else's version of what you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to be, but your version of what you want to be and how you are.
You know, there are so many different paths that I've taken to, and let me be clear, I am a work in progress. I think we all are always, right? That I still sometimes am working on this, but I think it's that ultimate goal of being the master of this that has me on this constant quest, and I'm just getting better and better over the years, and now I feel like I'm actually ready to share. But I feel like, you know, it's the mishaps and the mistakes that I've taken and the friction that I've had that has caused me some freedom in both mind, body, and spirit. You know, fact is, I'm not ever going to be that thin. That's just not my body type. I am I am fit woman. I work on it, but I'm not that thin. So the idea of I have to be super skinny and thin actually goes against my body nature. So I was fighting constantly to create something that wasn't really who I was. So that was number one. But the idea that friction is freedom, you know, I, for many, many years, overtrained because I was trying to fit into this ideal. Once I became a fitness trainer, I thought that I had to fit into this mold of what it meant to be a fitness trainer so that women would believe me that I knew what I was doing.
Let me just interrupt you for a second, honey. Let me interrupt you just for a second, if I may, because when you were training, overtraining and trying to fit into that image, what I want you to be able to share is your point of view of whether or not that was actually healthy.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah,
no, aware of it at the time. That's the whole thing, is that was the discovery that came.
You were taking your body out of its natural state. And its natural state of its best place to be, and trying to put it into an old model of whether or not that's where your bone structure fits, that's whether your genetic fits. You know, this is going to be a little bit of an age thing, but it reminds me of when I was a little girl and we'd fold construction paper in like six folds and then cut out the image on the of a little of a girl on the front, and then you'd open it up and you'd have six identical little cutout dolls. Do you know? So we, especially as women, grow up with that idea that we're all supposed to be that cutout doll.
Right. It's absolutely true, and it's amazing how much your body will fight you on this until you get it, because when I was overtraining back in the day, my body was hurting constantly. My knees hurt, my back hurt, my neck hurt. And I just was like, you know, you've got to push through. This is how you get to look the way you want to look, you know? And it, really what my body was telling me is you're overdoing it. You're not listening to you. You're not having compassion for your body. You're not treating it healthfully. And that really was the sort of the ticket for me, is when I started to come at my body from a place of compassion and forgiveness, really. You know, actually, Sandy, I saw on your website, you said something about forgiveness. There was a segment you had, and you talked about how forgiveness is, the key to forgiveness is compassion, that you don't have to agree with yourself, but it's about having compassion on the journey that you're on. And actually, I really do equate that to fitness, because when people start training, they start from a place usually of like, I just need to change. I don't like the way I am. And oftentimes it's that anger, that lack of compassion for your body, that either makes you abuse your body, overtrain, or stop before you've even gotten to your goal.
Well,
you know, and when you say to yourself, but when you come at it from a place of compassion and saying, you know what, I don't have to agree necessarily with where I am today, but I'm going to have compassion for the journey that I've been on and has gotten me to this point and where I'm about to go, that is the ticket. And that is what I have used myself to take me to where I am now.
Well, that's really true. And I think, and it's such a strong and good point, honey. And I think there is an additional layer, because whether it's overtraining your body, whether it's pressing yourself to have to succeed, whether it's competing with everybody that you meet, and whether it's counting your money to see how valuable you are, there's always a deeper reason that we have to fit into an image. That is, so the hidden agenda is, like when you're overtraining, or anybody is, and that's only one example, when we're just not having patience and kindness for ourselves, doesn't mean don't go for the gold. It doesn't mean don't go for what you want, but be aware of what the hidden agenda is. Because
absolutely,
the hidden agenda initially for you or anybody who goes that route is that when I get there, whatever the arbitrary there is, that suddenly I'm going to be okay. Then I'll be loved. Then I can get a partner. Then somebody's going to want me. Then
yeah,
I can have a
you,
good
you
life.
You nailed it. You totally nailed it because, yeah,
that's
what I did to my body for so many years. I used my body as armor, thinking that my body was the problem, when really there were a lot of things underneath that I wasn't tapping into. And I kept, it was kind of like a layered thing. At first, I was just focused on my body. Well, my body isn't enough. I need to make it better. It's not enough. And the truth was, once I got my body to a certain place and I still didn't feel I was enough, that's when I realized that I was using my body as armor, that there was something much deeper there, that I didn't feel that I was enough, that if I didn't get my body to a certain place, it meant that I didn't deserve things. And that is where I really needed to go deeper. And that's when I started to have more compassion for my body, that my body wasn't the problem. My body was actually my friend. It was trying to protect me. It was working for me. It was helping me, you know. And when I started to have more effective workouts, to eat more healthfully, and to really work on the inner work that coincides with all of that, that is actually when my body really started to work for me and not against me, and it started to change.
Well, that's what it's all about, because our bodies are not who we are. They're not our identities. They're like these wonderful, pristine classic cars that we get to ride in as spiritual beings. It's the vehicle that lets us express ourselves. So to have that kind of caring and love and understanding that if our body is struggling with something, that it's not a deficit either to the body or to ourselves, because without its forbearance, if you will, through whatever our challenging times have been or frictions have been, it kept breath going. It kept the vehicle going so that we could develop the other parts of ourselves and then begin to really connect with this greater thing called life and what it's all about. And that therefore, I think it's a hard thing for many people to really get, that I want to really care about my body. I have a friend who, it's not that she dwells on when she's going to pass, but who is so clear on this, that what she says about her body is, when my body is no longer alive, I'm going to miss her because she was such was such a good ride. If we could just get that about our bodies, that there's these amazing vehicles, and if the concept of a really pristine classic car or whatever you want to make it attracts one's visual, to be able to say, yeah, I know. I may have things that I'm working on with my body. My body may have things that it's trying to work on with me. But together
it's always trying to talk to you.
Exactly. Yeah. We make a hell of a partnership. I have to learn to listen. But when I'm busy judging or forcing or trying to fit it into a pocket that it doesn't necessarily fit in, that isn't that because I'm trying to use my body to validate who I am instead of being in gratitude for my body that I get to have an experience on this fascinating, if somewhat bumpy ride called life on this planet. It is a bumpy ride, but it's also a hell of a ride. So it's worth the price of admission.
Absolutely.
I think you said something a few minutes ago about that we have to be able to stay connected to the idea of that there's, I'm using my own words now, that there's more to us and that you're a work in progress. And you're a fabulous woman and comparatively speaking, much younger than I am. But whatever
age... We don't talk about that, Sandy.
Exactly. I know. We'll just keep that in the background. Whatever age you're at, we should always be a work in progress, because the minute you're willing to stop learning, you start to stagnate. And so your body might stay alive, but the energy and vitality that your body is available to help you express and experience through starts to shut down, because a work in progress means I'm alive and learning. And I'm also over time right now, honey. We have to take a real quick break. Stay with us. There's so much more to come about
kit
and bodies and possibilities. You're listening to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If your loved ones are dealing with cancer, please give yourself the gift of learning about the leading-edge information and support programs offered by Vital Options, a nonprofit cancer communications organization that provides extensive information to support patients and families to better understand treatment options as well as other issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. We urge you to take advantage of this valuable resource by going to vitaloptions.org.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little farther. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you lighter. Puts the season lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We're so glad you're with us. You picked a good day to be able to tune in and turn on with us. We have the beautiful, the wonderful, the amazing Kit Rich with us today, and we're excited because there's something really major that I alluded to when I was introducing Kit that is going on at this moment. Kit has been nominated for one of the five women in the country out of thousands, literally out of thousands. Top five nominated by Women's Health Magazine for the next fitness star. Kit, tell us all about it.
It's a huge honor and a long time coming. So Women's Health Magazine is doing this incredible competition. So they picked the top five, as you mentioned, based on voting and a celebrity judge panel. The winner gets a DVD deal, their class in major gyms across the country and more. It's an incredible opportunity. And I need your votes. And you can vote every day until August 5th at thenextfitnessstar.com. So make sure you put the before nextfitnessstar.com. But yeah, please vote. I could use your votes. I really need the help.
Listen, I want all of you who are listening to us today to know I actually timed how long it takes to do this. It was like under 5 seconds, so the best I can come up with is 4.5. It takes exactly 4.5 seconds to.
I think you're correct. I think someone actually timed it.
And the nice thing is you can vote every day.
That's right. So if you really care about me, you'll vote.
Just give Kit that 4.5 seconds a day. We can do this for her. So it's that easy. It's that quick. And it's daily. And I think the voting is open until August 5th. Every day, once a day. Everybody's on Google or their computer at least once a day, usually a gazillion times a day. Take 5 seconds, 4.5 seconds out. Click on to the next fitness. I'm going to get it wrong. The nextfitnessstar.com. And right there, you can vote. Just click on vote, and Kit has your vote. That's really good. How did you feel when you were first of all, just starting to get interested, heard about this competition? How did you first feel, Kit?
You mean how did I feel when I first found out about it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I had like, my hands started to shake. It was one of those things where I knew that this was an incredible opportunity. I had to go for it, even though the idea of it really scared me because the word competition scares me because I'm really not a competitive person. I'm much more of like a team player and I encourage, but the thing is that I think there's potential for growth in everything. And so I was like, you know what? This scares me. So I'm going to do it. And there's a reason it scares me because there's potential for growth there and I'm going to go for it. And lo and behold, I made it to the top five, which is unbelievable because it turns out the other women, the other quote competitors are actually great women and they're very talented. I'm very happy to be part of this group and, representing Women's Health Magazine because that's an incredible magazine and I love their philosophies really about a balanced, healthy life. So I'm in it to win it. I love it.
Well, I love it for you. And I think that it's so important that you have that balance. And for us to remember, especially when we get into something that has the word competition, quote unquote, in it, that's a trigger word to make us go into self-doubt. And then trying to, instead of feeling empowered and staying in that place of empowerment, we go into worry, fear, and all of those other connectors that our brain has that connects us back to whatever echoes are still in our nervous system about old ways of seeing ourselves. They start to get activated. But if we understand that we're all at the head of our own line, every human being is actually at the head of one's own line, so that when we started the show, we were talking about iconic. It means individualized. And so we are the individual at the head of our line. So even if I'm technically in a contest called a competition, that I'm not competing with anybody. I'm just holding my vision for my intent for my life. And I'm at the head of my line. The other four women at the head of their lines, the other, gazillion women, men, children, we're all at the head of our own lines. So I don't have to look to the left or the right for the fulfillment of my dream. What I have to do is what I think you've accomplished with this kit. Know how deeply you want this, how passionate you are about the work that you do and the opportunity from this, and that this opportunity, while it is outrageously valuable, it's not your source, because nothing's going to stand between you and the fulfillment of your dream. And oh, by the way, we're absolutely convinced, absolutely adamant that you are the next fitness star. You know that. So.
Thank you. You know what's also a great thing in this whole competition is that, yes, you just nailed it on the head about you're pretty good at this, Andy, just so you know. But this whole, the word competition, what it triggers. But also something that really helped me is I love that philosophy that you're at the front of your own line, because that's just a beautiful way to see life. And honestly, also to approach your fitness journey, you know, because then you're not competing with anybody else, even if you're taking a class. But what also helped me was looking at the other women that are part of this competition and noticing the genius within them. When you look at other women as not competitors, but as people that fuel you to be better, then it changes your perspective entirely about something like this. So I can see how amazing they all are and how in their own way they're all geniuses, and that actually helped me see it within myself.
But that's
so that is also a way.
Yeah, that's the real beauty of you, Kit. And it's one of the reasons that I wanted to take a show to show that, to demonstrate who you really are. That this is a woman, Kit Rich is a woman who does fitness training. She's an expert in it. She's an expert in nutrition and a gazillion other things. But that she comes from this place, not of such insecurity that I'm not looking to see who is the prettiest woman, who is the smartest woman, who's got the whitest teeth. I'm looking to see if I can look to find the grace in someone else. I automatically can find the grace in me. And that instead of life being a competition to the death, that it's that making room, coming from that place of compassion and kindness in our hearts. What I do for others, I do for myself. What I do for myself, I do for others. And also the idea that I loved of what you just verbalized, my dear, is that when you're training, because there are people who have so many different personal backgrounds, so many different genetic issues, and so many things that might be going on in their bodies, that your sense of respect that has grown and grown and grown, and I've known you for a while and watched this just continuously blossom, that your sense of respect for yourself and for others, that automatically you mirror that back to the individual who might be in her first exercise class or might feel out of place because she thinks she looks different and different isn't okay, that you treat everyone with that same level of support and kindness And that's how we really, really, really ignite the healing for ourselves and for others. And we change the world one person at a time. It begins with us, but then we reach out, and everyone we touch hands with gets to join in that healing circle where love is the bottom line, and we put that love into action through mind, through body, and such respect and love for the body, whether it's struggling or not, and through spirit, because that's the source of all things that pump life through our blood. I cannot believe that, but do you know we have to take a break again? That went so fast. You're listening to the Sandy Brewer Show. We will be right back with the amazing Kit Rich.
I invite you to come on into the reading room and pick up a book that you'll love. It's Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book hard to put down, as Sandy shares the gripping story of her journey from childhood trauma to the empowered woman she is today. And like so many others, you'll find it to be one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas you can use to bring greater light and joy into your life. Get your copy by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We're here with you today with our special, special guest, Kit Rich, and the idea that it's going to be a good life. Man, we take that and we run with that ball every day, whether we're 20, 30, 40, 50, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't matter. One of the things about fitness that we've been talking with Kit about is being able to have such respect for the body and appreciation of the body without thinking that the body names us or identifies us, or how our body looks at any given time makes us more or less valuable. So during the break, I was talking with Kit for just a minute, and one of the things that I wanted to address was, you know, when you're 20, 30, 40, you don't think in terms of there's so much youth going on in our physical being that you rightly so don't think about, well, what would that look like at 60 or 70? But if we have named ourselves according to where our body is and that that's who we are, what I, you know, just intelligence tells us and what we know from any book we want to pick up on the subject is that we can get all the plastic surgery we want. And I think that if that is something that makes you happy, that's a good thing. If it's something you don't want to do, that's a good thing. We're all at the head of our own lines. But that we do that just for the pleasure of doing that because we like that effect, but not because the effect names who we are. How do you feel about that, Kit?
I mean, absolutely. It comes back down to the idea of respecting your body and not overdoing it. Because, first of all, when you're in your 20s and 30s, you never think about yourself as a 60 or 70 year old and what your body will be like then. And so this is, when you overtrain and you work it too hard, I know this is a little off to the left, but when you work it too hard, you're setting yourself up for potential disaster when you're older with your joints and your ligaments.
Right.
And just overall ease of life. And so that's why it's so important to get it straight now and get your intention for working out correct now, so that this relationship that you have with fitness and health is one that is filled with longevity, you know, so that you can do it all the way into your old age so that you live healthily for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
But also, too, there are just some things that you can't change.
Well, that's the point. There
you
are
can't
some
change
things
that
skin. You can't, that a 30-year-old torso is way different.
Yes,
a 50-year-old torso is way different than an extremely fit 70-year-old torso. The skin
is different.
Yes, exactly,
and it's true.
And
I think there's something comforting in that, though.
It's if the skin has named you, ain't so much comfort there. But if the skin hasn't, but if the skin, if the respect that we have for the skin, for the body, and everything that's tucked within the skin, if that's all about that, this is just this amazing. And as we get a little bit older, think of it as a pristine classic car, and that it's supposed to look like if it's a 19. John, give me the name of a classic car.
Oh, a 57 Thunderbird.
Thank you.
Now the man speaks when you're talking about cars.
Now we got it, right. If it's a 57 Thunderbird that we're riding in, it's not supposed to look like a current BMW, but it's the best 57 Thunderbird imaginable because it belongs to us, and we inhabit it with love and with joy and respect. John, what have you been feeling about this thing about image and body image, and what are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's really easy as a younger person to get confused by substance over form, or maybe I should put it the other way around, that the form is so much more important than the substance. And one of the things that I've learned is that some of that preoccupation on form over substance has to do more with what's going on within oneself, about something outside of us needs to help validate us for who we are, which is an interesting point of view. I think it's a little addlepated, but certainly something that as we mature in our own thoughts and our own lives, we see that the form is not as important as the substance within the form.
You know, honey, I have to give you a shout out because you have aged beautifully. You're a very handsome man still. But when I first met you, you were a knockout. You still are, but you were a total knockout.
Oh,
you
thanks.
And I It's a true story. I have pictures. It's a true story. But what one of the things that I want to salute you for is you had no ego about it. It's almost like you were unaware of how handsome you were. You would just have always been like, that's not my thing.
John, that's the best kind.
It is.
Not know how handsome you are.
And then the handsome just gets better and better. And I think that's true of all of us, whether we're women or men, when we don't lead with this idea of how of trying to fit into a specific model, and we just are who we are, and we take away any place inside of us where we're validated by the form, then we open the world to all these other possibilities. I want to make sure that before we go any farther, because I love this, Kit and I could talk for the next 3 hours. They're not going to let us, but we could. Kit, I want to make sure that we get back to this amazing Next Fitness Star competition that you're in. Tell us again how we can participate and help you get right to the top that you certainly deserve to be in.
Thank you. You can vote every day starting now until August 5th at www.thenextfitnessstar.com. And you just literally takes you, we figured out 4.5 seconds, and you can just vote for me every day. I would really appreciate it. And please spread the word.
The key always is to spread the word. Also, if you forget any part of what Kit just said, just go to our website, sandybrewer.com. We've linked all of this there. You can get right on it through our website. So you can't lose Kit. We're not going to let you lose Kit. We will remind you,
you
next week and the week after, all the way through to August 5th, because I already see you in the total winner's circle, because you already are. You're a winner every place between your Kit, because we're on audio, not visual, is a truly beautiful woman. But what makes her beautiful is the core of everything that she is, and the love and respect with which she treats herself and with others. Kit, it has been such an amazing pleasure to have you on today. I thank you so much. And it went in the blink of an eye.
Yes, it did. I could talk all day with you. That's true. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it and all the support, truly.
You are so welcome. This is a fun show. Thanks, Kit.
Thanks so much, Kit, for being on with us. And thanks to all of our listeners for joining in and listening today. And please help us lift Kit into the winner's circle of the next Fitness Star competition. We invite you to vote for her each and every day by going to the website, thenextfitnessstar.com. And thanks to your help for your help with this. We really appreciate it. The Sandy Brewer Show airs every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern, on the web at Transformation Talk Radio and Stereo 1230 AM WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. We always welcome your calls here on the show and your emails, and we invite you to join in the conversation where Sandy gets to the heart of what matters in your life. That's the key. Our phone lines are always open, and no subject is off limits, so we invite you to turn on and tune in to listen and call in with your questions or email them to sandy@sandybrewershow.com. We invite you, too, to be inspired as you receive your free inspirational thought each week from Sandy. Simply go to sandybrewer.com to sign up. You'll enjoy receiving them and share them with your friends, too. A special thanks to our fantastic engineer today, Brian. I appreciate you, and may you all have a wonderful week.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news,
educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.